Well, check it out.
Lube it. Lube it, or what's another word for lubing?
Lube job. Lubrication.
What do they do? What do they use?
Grease it.
Okay. And if, in the past tense, you say yesterday he...
greased it.
Okay. And if I got grease all in my hands, I say I got...
grease. Dirty hands.
All right, but if I got it, if it was all over me, I'd
smear it.
Boy, am I...
greasy.
Okay. Okay. And if you had a door that was squeaking and you took a little can of
oil.
Yeah. And all right. And what kind of stuff might you use to burn in lamps? You know.
Oil.
Okay. What kind of what are the names? What are the kind of stuff that you could use just besides oil?
Kerosene.
Okay. Okay. Any other? You ever heard anything else?
Turpentine. I don't know.
Okay.
Gasoline lamp. Yeah.
Okay. You mean like a Coleman type?
Yeah.
Okay, how about, you ever have a makeshift lamp that was made with a rag and a bottle? You ever heard of that?
I think those are called Molotov cocktails.
No, I don't think that's a lamp. That's a bomb. But anyway, you ever heard the term flambeau?
No.
Okay, sometimes when people go fishing out at night, they'll make
I usually take a Coleman lamp or something like that.
Okay, and not now, tires now don't have these, but they used to have things inside of them. You'd puncture them and put a patch on them.
A lot of tubes.
Okay. And if you got a brand new boat that's never been in the water, what do you do to it?
Christen it.
And then you what? What's that called when you lower it in the water? Okay, how about when the U.S. Navy builds a great big old ship and they have a big ceremony and they christen it and rolls down that thing? And what do they call that ceremony?
Maiden voyage, I don't know.
Okay, how about on large Chris crafts or on cruisers, sometimes they'll have a little boat hanging in the back on some Davidson. And what do they call it?
Lifeboat.
All right.
Lower it?
No, what's some other names they might call that boat? Just, you know, like, it's maybe the Chris craft's 100 and 200 feet long or something like that, a real big one, yacht, and it can't dock because it's so big, it cuts so much water, so they have a little boat that runs back and forth to shore. What do they call that?
Tugboat.
No, just to get the people from the deck.
Oh, shuttle boat.
Okay. Okay, you ever heard, how about when you go up to Cape Kennedy and you fire a missile into the air, what do you
want? Oh, launch it, yeah.
Okay. There you go.
I don't usually say launch the boat. That's the term, but...
Yeah. Okay, yeah, well, that was a pronunciation, so I had to get that. All right, what do you call... what kind of a boat would you go fishing on a small air body of water with? You know, a lake, maybe?
Yeah, outboard.
Outboard? What would you call a boat? The outboard? Would you call the whole boat an outboard?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, how about just one that would not be motorized? What would you call that?
Probably a boat, rowboat, maybe, I don't know.
Okay. You ever call it a bateau or something? You ever heard that?
It's a French word for boat.
Okay. Okay. People in Alabama call them bateaus, even though they're not French.
Well, it's right close in Louisiana.
I guess so. Okay. Okay, if a child's just learning to dress himself and the mother brings the clothes in, what might she say? She'd hand them to him and say,
put these on.
Okay, or she might...
dress yourself.
All right. And if I was to, if I owed you some money, I'd come up to you and hand it to you and say...
here's the money I owe you.
Okay. Okay. Okay, if you meet a little boy on the street and he's afraid of you, you know, it's a loss or something like that, he's afraid of you.